2 hours to the Wisconsin Valley Conference. So what's the deal?
You know?
So they said, hey, let's just keep us together at the Wisconsin Valley Conference. That's their problem, not ours. And talk with the coaches and Eau Claire Memorial and North. They were kind of said, hey, we're going to keep those two together, send them back east, and we'll go from there.
So that's where we are this year. I'm sure in the next year or two, it's going to change again.
Kicking off for the Red Raiders.
That
number six, Isaiah Torres.
You can always expect a change, and that's whether it's good, bad, and different. I'll let everybody else decide. I've got my own opinions on it, but you know what? At the end of the day, you got to line up, be ready to go. You got to play who's across from you, and hopefully you come out on top.
Isaiah Torres all set to kick off from left to right, north to south here, and Woodtrust Bank Field.
Boom!
Kind of pushes it to the right-hand side. It comes down to one of the short men at the 35-yard line. It's going to be put down right there. And catch and return for the Wildcats of River Falls. It was Cal McCormick.
Kickoff fielded by number three, Ryder Jurgens. Tackle made by number three for Wisconsin.
6'3", 195, and that is one of their tight ends. So we'll see. They switch quarterbacks, we were told, by the coaching staff. They'll play Carson Engelbert a little bit, as well as Tino Massa. So we'll see which one gets the nod right off the bat.
Well, we're familiar with that. That's what Rapids did last year with Jonah Rasmussen and Trevor Martin. So we're familiar with that. Looks like they start from the 36-yard line.
Tino Massa will be the 6'3", 190 junior that gets the starting nod. He went into the shotgun. Now he climbs up under center. They got an I formation. He fakes the handoff, rolls to his right, hits his back out of the field at 35-40. Up the far sideline, 35 midfield, knocked out of bounds, but not before he reaches the 43-yard line.
Pass from number 12, Tino Massa.
First down
to number 4, Eli Johnson.
Wildcats.
Made by
that was just a simple kind of a bootleg Eli. Action to the right side, rolls
first
out,
down,
he was wide open in the flat, and there he goes.
Good for 22 yards on that, first down 10, 43-yard line of Rapids. This time he stays in the shotgun formation, hands it off to the back to his left, which is Joseph Karasavich. They said we'd get the majority of the carries tonight. He gets the first one. And that's going to be good for about 3 yards.
Yeah, looks good to me for 3 yards.
Man.
That's the thing, you know, trying to remember for our listeners last year, how many times did they put it down and they have the yard marker on 1 yard line, then they move the ball up? They already did that from the starting position, so. Yeah, that's right.
Second down and 7. Shotgun formation, throw it a little down and out, caught on the right sideline. And that completion is to Eli Johnson. He's a big target, 6'6", 230, and a senior. And he is knocked out of bounds, so say at the 32-yard line. So that's going to be good for a pickup of 8 yards on it.
Roby Gilbert,
first and
10. Reception is good for a wild first down.
32.
Yeah, that's his second completion, if I remember right.
Good for 2 for 2. Everything has been to the right side, whether run or pass.
They see something, but right about that, they're going to lull them to sleep and go left. There they go.
And here we go to the left-hand side, and spin move. We called it at the 25 down to the 24 line. So another 8 yards on the carry. Second down and 2, ball resting at the 24-yard line. And on the carry that time, I believe it was Karasavich.
Yeah, I thought it was 21.
Spin to the left.
Yeah, just like I said, go right, left. Right when they're shading too much to the right. So see if Rapids defense can kind of bow up this year. But they have a new system this year. They're kind of giving a 3-5 look, and they're gonna go 3-5 to a 4-3, four down linemen, so to speak. So it's a little bit new this year, new defensive coordinator.
Down to the left-hand side, Karasavich again, down to the 20-yard line, for the pick up 4, and then the first down for the Wildcats.
Karasavich again on the carry for the Wildcats.
Down right on top of the 20-yard line, as we've played over a minute and a half thus far. This opening drive. The fifth play of the drive already. They've gone from their own 35 to the Rapids 20.
Yeah, 3 first downs on the drive. I mean, that one big gainer to start the game, and then it's just been a little bit of EED.
Quick handoff, come to the left-hand side, once again to that big target, Eli Johnson. And and takes it, skips his way across the 15 to the 14.
Number four, Eli Johnson.
Good for 6 yards.
Down and four. Tackled by Wisconsin Rabbit. 14-yard line.
Boy, I've been mixed up all day.
6 yards.
That's different from
just with the football game tonight, things going on in my personal life, it just looks like Friday night.
Oh, yeah. Yep. So no games tomorrow night. I mean, the Coos and Assumption are out of town. So we get a rare Friday.
Well, the pressure coming. They're going to get it.
Sackner.
And it's a welcome loose, but he probably was down the set point line.
They're whistling him down. Number 47 on the tackle. Tyler Tritz, he's going to be one, besides being on the wrestling mat, watching him. You're going to have to watch him disrupt things in the backfield. He's going to be one of their main leaders in that defensive secondary.
They bring third and 10 with a loss of 6 right back to the 20-yard line.
It's the Wildcats. The
pressure came immediately. You're right. He got in there in hot air.
Tell you what, some best tacklers you can have are wrestlers. And that's not just me saying that. You listen to a lot of football coaches out there, D1 college, say if we could get all wrestlers out to tackle, we'd do it.
Put a man in motion to the top of the screen. Looking over the middle. It's got a man at the 15-yard line. It's wrapped up immediately.
Mason Novak.
It's going to be good for a game in 5.
Fourth
and 8 at the 15-yard line.
4 for 4 to start the game so far for the quarterback there from River Falls. It looks like they're going for a field goal, Randy.
RFL, the kicker for Wildcats, will attempt a field goal from the 23-yard line. It's a 33-yard attempt. Kind of a PAT in close. Falls down, looks out in the way. Got a good play.
No good.
Sailed wide to the left. So 7 minutes and 59 seconds to go here. And number one, Florida stays 0-0. Let's just take a 30-second move back with more from Wisconsin Rapids Good Trust Bank.
Red Raiders will take over.
Imagine waking up hungry, cold, or lost within yourself and too proud to ask for help, but struggling. Love Inc. and Love It Again Thrift Store is helping people grow in Christ and get their lives back on track. Don't be afraid anymore. Call 715-424-5689.
Is there a tree in your way? Does it look like it could fall at any moment? Don't wait for the next storm to hit. Call Morrison Tree Service today, 715-315-8686. Don't let a tree hold you back. Schedule today and grind that stump for free.
East Twin Rapids going to get their first attempt on offense tonight. Quarterback
going up last missile.
There he goes. Right up the middle, running. Off to the races, to the 50, 40, 35, 30. And finally got down at the 26-yard line. Smith whoops on the carry. All the way down to the 27-yard line.
I'm not going to complain about that. I mean, he tucked it just a little bit off. A little right up the middle. There he is. Getting rid of false.
After a 56-yard carry. Jonah Rasmussen, the 6'3", 220-pound quarterback, tucks it under center, running backs behind him. He'll fake it to the first man.
Left side.
Goes on the left side. He's going to have at least a first down and probably a couple more. He's going to mark it at the 15-yard line for a gain of 12. And it's going to bring up a set of downs for the Raiders. First and 10 at the 15-yard line.
We're just 2 plays into the season for Wisconsin Rapids offensively, but that's the triple option offense that we are used to seeing them run the last few years.
Under Coach Beal?
Yes. I mean, this is what I remember in high school. Just the misdirection. You know, I'm familiar with it. I know, I see it. But if they're obviously fooling River Falls.
And they'll hand it straight off the middle. They didn't fool them that time. It was maybe a gain of 1 to the 14-yard line.
Yeah.
Second down and 9 for Sawyer Brooks.
Well, he only gained 1 yard because he was still out of breath from that big run up the middle.
Down to almost halfway through quarter number one.
No.
Which, when you don't have incomplete passes nor a lot of runs, that's a that'll make for a tandem onto almost a running clock.
That's right.
Two wideouts to the right in this formation. I backfield behind Rasmussen. Come under center. Marks the signals, takes, pitches it out to the right-hand side. And trouble brewing back there for Colin Lehman. The 6'2", 180-pound junior is going to be knocked down back at the 21-yard line for a loss of 7.
Number 12, Colin Lehman on the carry for Wisconsin.
Third down at 16. At the 21-yard
line. I mean, he beat the first guy, but if he beats that second one, he's probably going to get close to inside the 10, but just couldn't quite get that second block. But if he gets that second block, he's probably going to be getting a holding call on him.
Right.
So at what cost, really? At what cost? Kind of a big third down already early in the game.
Wideouts this time both to the top of the screen as they fake the handoff, pitch it late into the hands of Lehman as he's got a
corner
side to get the first down.
And ooh, it's real close.
Might be just short at about the 6-yard line. They needed to get the 5. I think it's going to be a gain of 20 yards on that carry.
It's fourth and one.
Number 21, a gain of 15 on the carry. Rapids.
It'll be fourth and one.
Just short of the first down. Fourth down and one.
6-yard.
Do you belly play or QB sneak, or do you kind of stretch it out? Which one are you thinking, Randy?
I think we're going to find out. 10 seconds.
That's my kind of answer.
Straight up the middle.
He's got it.
QB sneak, and if they give him the spot, which they do, from the near side. Yeah, Judge.
Jonah Rasmussen on the quarterback keeper. Good for Wisconsin Rapids.
First down. Sets it. And right here. From the 4-yard line. After the gain of 2. If the Rapids can't punch this in and get the initial score of the 2024 season here in quarter number one.
Now, it's kind of what I was talking to people this week about. They asked me about this game because River Falls kind of handed it to Rapids the last 2 years. I said, River Falls lost a lot. I said, I think there's a very good chance this game's going to be closer. I don't know who's going to win.
Ooh, Rasmussen right up the middle.
Right up the middle.
Touchdown,
yeah.
Wisconsin Rapids. And Rasmussen takes it straight up the middle for the 4-yard touchdown jaunt. Like we said moments ago, Rapids does grab the first score of the 2024 season.
Score came at 4:48 in the first quarter. That 4-yard touchdown run by Rasmussen. And now we're going to see an extra point attempt as we are set up for the PAT. Holding will be Brody Gilbertson. Very good multi-sport athlete there. Kicks up.
It's on its way, and the kick is good. Isaiah Torch splits the uprights. And 4:48 to go in quarter number one. Rapids grabs the first lead of the season. 7-0. We'll take a 1-minute timeout. Back with more right after this.
Time for college. Is your student eyeing up your current furniture look? Visit Home Furniture and Design and get yourself a new living room set. You've succeeded in sending them off to college. Reward yourself. Home Furniture and Design in Wisconsin Rapids and Plover.
Paper City Savings' mission? To develop relationships, determine needs, and deliver solutions. And with more than 100 years' experience, why trust anyone else? Paper City Savings, supporting communities through mortgage loans and tailored financial services.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action. Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and
WIRI Nakusa.
WIRI 105.5 FM, Wisconsin Rapids.
Well, Jonah Rasmussen takes it 4 yards off the middle, kind of like a little quarterback sneak. Caps an 8-play, 83-yard drive. me. Isaiah Torque, PAT, makes it 7-0 in favor of Rapids. And the ensuing kickoff travels to the 23-yard line, where the Raiders just swarm the return man, and 1st and 10 for the Wildcats from right there. There's a handoff straight up the middle. A little bit of running room this time, crossing the 25 up to the 28-yard line. There's a gain of 5 yards on the play.
Yep, that's another one of his there, so we've got it. It's up to 20 yards in the game. So
on the tackle where JD.
So 20 yards in the game on 4 carries there for the young man from River Falls.
Split 2 out to the top of the screen, 1 to the left. Left to the left side. So, left side. I'm going to throw to that young man out there and just hang on to my foot. He's got tackled by 4 teammates. He's coming off the bottom of the pile for Rapids.
Peter Steinhoff. Pass complete to number 10, Preston Johnson. 5'10",
225. Catch. Also flat that time. Brought in by Preston Johnson.
Tackle for Wisconsin Rapids.
All the way up to the 35-yard line. And got 7 on the play.
First downs passing to 1 rushing in the game so far for River Falls. Spin action there as they move the formation.
Close from the right wing to the left. And to the man straight up the middle.
Tyler Tritz.
Going to lose a couple of yards back to the
Savage, stopped in the backfield.
32
by 47, Tyler Tritz, along with 54, second Tanner Gornison.
13.
Loss on the play.
At the 32-yard line. Huh?
I think they are going to be, depending on what they do on the second down, I mean, we could very well see more of a passing second attack. Because, I mean, if Rapids can just be efficient, score that, eat up clock and score, man. They're going to have to really pass, try to keep up.
Man goes in motion to the top of the screen. Throw it out to the left, Terry Savage, and comes to the left side, across the 40, knocked out of bounds at the 43-yard line. So pick up of 11 on that play.
Screen pass complete to Joseph Terry Savage.
44-yard line.
Yeah, I'm going 12 on that, Randy.
Pushed out of bounds at the 43-yard line, leading the Wildcats with a
3rd and 1.
Third down and
as we're down to the final 2:42, clock stopped as he was knocked out of bounds. Signal receiver on top of the screen. 2 in the backfield, directly behind quarterback Watson. Comes away for a broken tackle and is able to work his way across the 45 for a 1st down to the 47-yard line.
Carried by Terry Savage is good. Terry Wildcats pushed down.
With the carry, as we were told before the game, he's going to get a lot of work, and they were not kidding.
Yeah, I mean, and you know what? That's just good running by his part, because he was met about 5 yards deep behind the line and just kept the legs churning, and he was able to break through that tackle, and he was able to pick up the 1st down. So good, more good rushing for the young man from River Falls.
Tritz now heads to the sideline. A little bit of a breather here. See if there's kind of an equipment issue or something there. He's taking off the helmet. Maybe he's going to go. 1st and 10 now. Little draw into the hands of Charlie Lesh, 6'1", 185-pound senior. He goes right up the middle, crosses midfield to the 49-yard line for a gain of 4 on the play. It'll be 2nd down and 6.
Tackle for Wisconsin Rapids, made 49. By number 18, Tyson Stepa.
Between the 48
along
and
the 45.
Look at again, Michael, right? Look across the field. The linesman standing right on the 49. Ball's at the 48.5.
Yeah, that's...
Gain of 5 yards.
I mean, what's the expression? Better be accurate than precise, or however it is.
2nd down, long 5 yards to go. A little bit of a pitch back. A couple 3 yards to the 46-yard line. That was Lesh again on the carry.
Yeah.
Reminds me of an old Baltimore Colt. That's, don't their uniforms kind of have that look to it?
Similar.
Again on the carry for the Wildcats.
Tanner Gormanson there on the tackle.
Coming
big
up
Tanner.
To the bottom of the pile, number 54, Tanner Gormanson for the Red Raiders.
Okay, third down and three for Grand Rapids, 46 yard line. Just under a tick to go here in quarter number one. Takes, pitches it back to the left-hand side. And with a running room of Lush, and crosses the 40 to the 37, maybe the 36-yard line, for a gain of 10 on the carry, and it'll be a first and 10, as the drive stays alive
for the Wildcats.
In that first drive for River Falls, they really tore it up through the air. This drive, they've been going more on the ground so far. So it's right now they've got a perfect break, six first downs of the game. Three each, right, rushing and passing.
Again, eye formation. Make it this time. One downfield. Got a man down there if they can make the connection. It's six, and it is. And the touchdown toss goes downfield, caught right about at the goal line that time by Mason Novak. And it's a 7-6 ball game.
Pass from number 12, Massa, to number 17, Mason Novak, is complete for a Wildcat touchdown.
Yeah, that was just beautiful. He got behind the coverage right about the goal line. That's an accurate statement where he made the catch. And now we're back in the ball game. 18 seconds to go in the first quarter. And we're PAT away from being a 7-7 ball game.
Let's see if Carafel can connect this time. The lines are set, the ball is down, the kick is on the way, and the kick this time
looks
is
good.
And with 18 ticks to go in quarter number one, we are knotted at sevens. We'll take a quick 1 minute timeout. Back with more right after this.
Our score is now tied.
Suddenly, your blood goes cold and you realize that excitement means it's time to vehicle shop. With all the cost inflation, where does a parent go for a good vehicle at a reasonable price? The only place that comes to mind? Johnson & Sons Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids. It's not a matter if they get in an accident, but when and how bad. So team up with a great team for sales and service and sleep a little better. Parenting is hard enough. Let them take away your stress. Feel more confident when your teen drives away.
Honey, why is it so hot in here? Did you turn off the AC again?
No. I haven't touched it.
Well, here's the problem. The power is out. Woo, it's really getting warm.
What? It's 2 a.m. What do we do? If only we had another way to power the house in case of emergencies.
I'm calling Econ Electric as soon as they open. I'm sure they can get us set up with a Generac generator in no time. Faster the better if you ask me. This heat is deadly.
Good idea, babe. Here's the number. 715-423-8440.
Here's the kick bobbled by the Raiders, and they're going to be snowed under back inside the 15-yard line as the return was kind of attempted that time by Kuchinski.
Wildcat kickoff.
So either way, Rapids got their work cut out for them. I mean, still 7-7 ball game, 11 seconds left in the first quarter. But they've got a long drive that they're going to have to do as they're starting on their own 19, it looks like. Probably just the one play, and then we'll switch ends.
I would imagine this should wrap things up unless you got an incomplete pass here. Rasmussen checking with the backfield, making sure everything is kosher back there. Got one wide out on the top of the screen. Man in motion goes from right to left, and they will take and run the little dive play. Not for a whole lot that time. We are going to run out of quarter number one.
Chase Gether is on the play. Gain of one or no gain at all.
So that does officially bring us to the end of quarter number one with the scoreboard reading. The Lincoln Red Raiders, 7. The Wildcats of River Falls, 7. So we'll step out. We'll be back in a minute. You're listening to FM 105.5 WIRI.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Warm weather, humidity, and thunderstorms in Wisconsin bring mosquitoes that bite and annoy us throughout the spring and summer months.
They're there. They're always there. And then when we have high rainfall years, they're going to be more prevalent.
In fact, the first confirmed case of the West Nile virus has bitten Wisconsin. It was found in a blood donor from Washington County and also in a dead bird in Chippewa County. The West Nile virus is spread to humans, birds, and other animals through the bite of these infected mosquitoes.
Eliminate any water sources. Dump those flower pots out. Don't let dog or kitty pools sit. Fill them when you're going to use them and then dump them out. Clean the gutters. Reduce those sources is definitely going to help. You want to still be able to enjoy your yard.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Back here with the start of quarter number two. Second down, they did give them a one as they switched ends of the field, so second down and nine. And as they try the dive play, there's just nothing doing there. And it'll be no gain on the play. And bring up a third down and 10.
Sawyer Brooks on that one.
Carried by number 8, Sawyer Brooks for no gain.
After that first play initially, Randy, 56 yards, he's gone two more carries after that, 1 yard and no yards.
Tackled by number 56.
He got the nose of the ball resting at the 15-yard line, so
gave no gain on the play, second down and nine.
Third down, a long 8, correct, short 90. As they break the huddle, and this time they split left and right. Throw to Gilbertson on the bottom of the screen for Rapids, and a penalty for a delay game. First penalty of the ball game, unless they got a timeout.
Delay game. Red. 5-yard penalty. Third down.
So they bring up now third down and 15 back at the 10-yard line.
Yes, that's our very first "you can't do that" chant of the season.
Penalty moves the ball back.
Yeah, with Gilbertson on the near side, he's got some serious height and he's got some very serious leaping ability, from especially from the basketball court. So we'll see. See if they can just throw some jump balls to him.
Here's a handoff off the right hand side to Lehman. He does have the corner, but I just think he's going to be pushed out before he got to the stick. They're going to put it at the 20 yard line.
Going to give him a gain of 10, I believe,
which would bring up a fourth down. And still about
carry for Wisconsin Rapids by number 12, Cohen Lehman.
We got a little work now on the stick as it got
short
run
first
over.
First down yardage.
There they go. They'll pull it tight.
Fourth
up
down, 3.
Yard stick got run over by a Raider.
I like it. Getting ready for the season.
That's right. You can expect all those bad jokes from me every game. Sorry.
Fourth and 4 in Rapids. It looks like they're going to go for it.
I think they're going to try to get him to jump.
See what the coaches decide to do. Man comes in motion, bottom of the screen. Yep, he's pumping it hard. And timeout going to be called by the Raiders. They did not get them to jump, so now we'll run out the punt team. Hey, as fall is approaching, why not head on out to Homestead Golf Course and Supper Club? Fall has the course in beautiful shape after the round. Why not stop in for some of Mary's delicious home-cooked menu treats? Homestead's located just 2.5 miles west of town, Highway 73. By the way, make sure to say hi to Jamie and the entire staff, all of us at WIR.
Just drove past there today. Course looked the driest it's been all year.
They've had a lot of rain, as we all have, that's for sure.
I know certain things in my garden look great, other things, I planted it. My field corn didn't do anything this year, but man, pumpkins and Indian corn look great.
Yeah, I think some people had to replant or see what they could get out and save out of their season because it was
cut short by all the precipitation, that's for sure. So we come out of the TO, fourth down, and about 4 yards to go for Rapids. And
they are going to send out, as we said, the punt team, doing the honors for Rapids is Brody Gilbertson. He stands back at his own 10-yard line.
Brody Gilbertson back to punt for the Red Raiders.
Just a single man standing at his own 40-yard line for the Wildcats, and this is kind of a, almost like a kickoff. It's a punt that goes end over end, lands at the 38-yard line of Wisconsin Rapids, bounced backwards. Let's see if it was out of bounds when it landed, because it's on the far side of the field, and we'll wait for them to mark it.
It was, but not by much.
I'll say the 35.
Yeah. Outstanding field position coming up here for River Falls, so hopefully Rapids defense is up to the task.
Take over first and 10.
15-yard punt.
That sounds about right.
So River Falls gets a chance to take their first lead of the ball game on this position with 10:36 to go in quarter number two. Put a man in motion to the bottom of the screen. Straight back to throw. Looking down the far sideline. Oh! In and out of the hands of the intended receiver at the 5-yard line. That was Eli Johnson, the 6'6", 230-pound senior. I think you alluded to it earlier. Just throw it up and see if you can outjump him.
Yeah, that's actually the first incompletion of the game for River Falls. He's now sitting at 7-for-8 in the game. I haven't tallied up the yardage yet, but give that a something to do during the halftime. But either way, 7-for-8, about a quarter of the way through the second quarter. That's a pretty good day so far.
Tino Massa continues to be the QB for the Wildcats as he tucks under center and takes it to the second back. That's Tarasevich, and he isn't going to get a whole lot this time. We're going to be generous and give him a yard.
Yeah.
Make it third down and 9.
Number 21, Joseph Tarasevich.
7 carries, 21 yards.
It's almost like 3 yards a carry.
It might be. I'm not the math guy. You're the math guy, Randy.
You haven't had to do math since, like, what, May?
I don't know. It's a good question. I try not to do math.
Sometimes you just get stuck, right?
Sometimes you're just lazy like me. Let someone else do it.
Third down, 9 yards to go. Ball at the 34-yard line of River Rapids, and the timeout's going to be taken by River Falls. Well, preseason's going to be wrapping up here this week, and then have a couple of weeks off before the real deal starts. Badgers start, what, next week already? Friday, I believe?
Yeah, that's not something either one of us really agree with, having a football game of Badgers or Packers on Friday nights.
Right. For high school football, next Thursday, Lincoln will be at Rice Lake. Tomorrow, Assumption will be at Marquezan, and Nakusa will be at Poinette. And then a week from today, not quite sure where Port Edwards play. I saw that they play Washburn.
Phillips.
In Phillips, for sure.
Yeah, neutral. I mean, it's a hop, skip, and a jump away from Washburn, but Phillips. Nice artificial field, from what I understand, up there. So, Castle Guards. The Blackhawks and the Castle Guards. I saw Coach Max Ayers the other day. Going to have to stop by and visit with him again. Always like talking to Max.
Oh, great guy, that's for sure.
I remember when he was a student at Port. Sometimes you just never can leave.
Third down, 9 yards to go. They come out of the TO. In the shotgun formation, Massa going to let it fly down the right sideline. Raider big fell catch. Down, and it's caught at the 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Eli Johnson. I don't know. By the time I looked, the defender was on the ground. I don't know if there was contact.
Their legs got tangled, and the Raider went down. The Wildcat did not, and that's all she wrote on that one.
So Eli Johnson on the reception with 34 yards up. Gives the
number 49
Wildcats their first lead of the season.
Number 1 Riker O'Keefe.
So once again, Carafell on to attempt the PAT to extend this 6-point lead. As the lines are set, ball snap, kick is on the way, and the kick is good. 9:37 to go, quarter number 2. Wildcats on top, 14-7. We step out. You're listening. Red Raider football. WIRI.
Hey, everything okay?
Yes, I'm fine.
Honey. Hey, I'm here for you. Tell me about school today.
When kids can't find the right words, music can help them sound it out. Talk to the kids in your life about their emotional well-being. Find tools and resources at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
So for the first time this season, Rapids finds themselves trailing it 14-7. Carafel has it teed up his own 40-yard line. Just waiting for the whistle. There it is. The foot goes to ball, and the kick is end over end and sails out of bounds on the far side of the field. We've got a lot of action on the far side of the field tonight.
Yeah, so far. I mean, makes it a little bit tougher for us to decide which yard line it's going to be on, but... yeah, that'll change eventually, I'm sure. I mean, that touchdown was coming to our side of the field that River Falls just scored. Not exactly wish it was Wisconsin Rapids doing it, but there's still plenty of time.
All good plays that the Wisconsin Rapids...
First and 10 at the 35-yard line.
First and 10.
Wisconsin Rapids, and they hope to see if they can't get the tying score here in this drive with just a little under 10 minutes to go in half number one. Coming to the bottom of the screen, Lawson Heppner for Rapids, the only wide out. One in the slot, two behind the quarterback, Jonah Matt Rasmussen. And he'll put it into the belly on the dive play. That's going to get a couple of yards to the 37-yard line.
Game two.
Number 21, Chase eight. Gethers on the carry for the Red
Gethers. Bears. Chase Gethers got that.
5'8", 150-pound sophomore.
Second down and eight.
Well, Lehman also comes to the sideline now. Tyler Tritt's stretching out a little bit here on the sideline down below us.
Yeah. Can't have him go down, that's for sure.
Second and eight. And... looks like Rasmussen is going to keep it and get pushed from behind. That almost looked like the Philadelphia Eagles with a little
push
shove from behind, and he gets to the 40-yard line.
So Noah Rasmussen
got 3 yards on that. Bring up a third down and
five. 3 yards to the 40-yard line. Third down and five.
Third and five is a lot better than third and ten, I can tell you that. So this is kind of one of those positions, third and five. Do you try to kind of a sweep or kind of a stretch play and run it, or do you do a kind of a bubble screen or attack downfield when you don't, when they're kind of playing up, expecting something shallow?
Lawson Heppner to the bottom of the screen, high formation, tucking it under center and dropping the football as comes loose all the way out on this side of the 40-yard line, and it's recovered by the Wildcats, and they're going to have it at their own, or at the Rapids 43-yard line.
Lake Schneider for the Wildcats.
Schneider on the recovery for the Wildcats.
They'll take over first and 10 from the Wisconsin
technically,
Rapids.
What, a gain of three, but a turnover. Because the ball was fumbled forward, unfortunately. So I guess you got to give that to Rasmussen.
Yep. It's going to be first and 10 Cats at the Rapids 43-yard line. And we still have two-thirds of the quarter to go. Being quarter number two, with River Falls leading it 14-7.
Yeah, last possession they started on the Rapids 35, so about 8 yards difference on this one, and I hope it doesn't happen, but I could see River Falls kind of going deep on this first play and trying to not go for the throat. There's still a lot of play to be had, but really kind of make a statement that they're in control of things.
New quarterback. He gets hit and just flips it up there. It's grabbed by Rapids. Picked off, I guess we're going to say, by Tanner Gormanson. As he was getting hit and falling backwards, he just kind of threw it up in the air to the new quarterback, Carson Engelbert, 6'3", 230-pound senior, calling an INT.
I like it, Randy. And that's what they were going to do. They were going deep on that first play, a little play-action pass. And Rapids was not fooled. They went for broke, made contact, a little lame duck popped up, and there was a catch. And now another turnover, back-to-back turnovers, and Rapids is in business at the River Falls 45-yard line.
So tables turned here. We're in Rapids instead of having the unfortunate chance of going down by 14. Now can tie things up here.
If you're a fan of The Office, man, how the turntables.
There it is. Right? So wide receiver on top of the screen for the Raiders. First and 10. Fake the pitch to the right-hand side. They're going to go for the jugular. Got a man downfield at the 20.
Big catch. Outstanding catch. Looks like Hefner made the catch for the Red Raiders.
Well, at the 15-yard line, 30 yards.
Lawson
Hefner with the reception and the first down for the Raiders.
30-yard reception there. Outstanding. I mean, he got right behind there, and that's showing, hey, guess what? Rapids can pass. They're not just a run option team.
That's why it works so well when it happens so irregularly that they sneak behind the defense. And here's the pitch to the right-hand side. Spin move. 10. 5. Did he get into the end zone? I'm not sure. They're still saying yes. Touchdown on the Raiders. As taking it into the zone, I think, for Rapids was Lehman.
Yeah. And that's not Lehman's terms either, Andy.
Number 12.
Cody Lehman with the touchdown. 15 yards. And now with the PAT, Rapids can tie things up as Isaiah Torque is waiting for the snap as the ball will be placed down at the 10-yard line. Ball's down, kick is on the way, kick is low, and good. So with 7:27 to go here in quarter number two, Rapids ties things up at 14. We'll take a break. You're listening to Red Raider Football on WIRI.
With 7:27 left in the second quarter.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Emergency medical unit, respond to 102 Maple Avenue. Possible stroke victim.
When stroke occurs, you have 60 minutes to win or lose the race of your life. There are new treatments, but you must get to a hospital fast. If you suddenly feel weakness on one side, have trouble speaking, walking, or seeing, it could be a stroke. Call 911. Get to a hospital. Because how you spend the next 60 minutes could determine how you spend the rest of your life. Stroke. Know the signs. Act in time. A message from the National Institute of Neurological Disorders and Stroke.
So Torque has it teed up. The 40-yard line. South end of the field. Kick goes to about the 12-yard line. On the right hash mark. And straight up the middle now. Swinging out to the left-hand side is Massa, and he is going to be dragged out of bounds.
Horse collar.
With a flag flying at 40-yard line.
It's going to be a horse collar, so his left hand get up on the back of that shoulder pads, right base of the neck, and kind of pull backwards. Those are words of the students. You can't do that.
So if that is the case, they will knock the extra 15 yards onto the return, and they will take it into Raiders territory. The referee to let us know.
Personal foul. Yep. Horse collar.
You
called it. 15-yard penalty. First.
Well, that's not the way you want things to go.
So if they do mark it from the 40, that will be the 45-yard line. Let's wait and see. Well, they step it off from there. Putting the down marker and chains at the 45. So.
We're both making pretty good calls tonight, huh?
Yeah, not bad so far for our first game in half a year.
Yeah, sounds about right.
some after the penalty,
players on both sides are dealing with some cramps already. I mean, it's a little muggy. Not like it's going to be next week, from what Brittany Merlot and Mace Michaels say.
Maybe 90 on Monday.
You can keep it, Randy.
There's a little quick screen out to the left-hand side. Caught out there in the flat by Eli Johnson, breaking tackles. 40, 35, 30, 25, down to the 23-yard line. For a pickup of 22 yards on that pass and run. And first down 10, mark it at the 23-yard line.
Not exactly what you wanted to have happen.
Ball's at the 23-yard line.
Of course. Wildcats trying to answer that touchdown by Rapids as we 1 minute beyond halfway through quarter number two.
Which number caught that again, Randy?
That was Eli Johnson.
All right. Just wanted to make sure I was seeing things correctly.
So in shotgun formation, Terry Savage has it. Left side 20, 15, 10. Runs over a would-be tackler at the 10 and gets knocked out of bounds for the Wildcats after a pickup of 13 on that carry.
And Joseph Tarasavage on the carry.
First
and
goal. Are they going to say first and goal? I think they're going to put down the chain. Yeah, they say up just inside the 10. So first and goal.
Carry is
with the 10.
Wildcat first down.
I mean, the football is laying flat on top of the 10-yard line. Nose just beyond. And therefore, it's first and goal. About as long as you can have a first and goal, isn't it? Is back in at quarterback. Tarasavage, left side 10.
Ooh, heck of a collision there.
Yeah, about the 3 yard line. Again, everything on the far side of the field. Even when they were going the other way, it was on the far side of the field. They just must like to run to their sideline.
We just can't win.
No.
Tackle made by number 3.
Ball at the 3. So gain of 7 on the play. Second and goal from the 3.
Second down the goal for the Wildcats.
Knocked out of bounds. Clock stop. 6:31 to go. Here in half number one.
Second goal situation.
Massa. Basically every play except for that one where the interception occurred. There's Tarasavage again. He's going to work his way to the 1 yard line for a pickup of 2. And that'll bring up a third in goal from the Rapids' 1 yard line.
Yeah, Eli Johnson, I've got him for 5 for 92 on receptions there. Eli Johnson and Preston Johnson, so got a, I don't know if they're brothers or not. Could be, but that's a pretty common name.
So they have to say 1 yard to go, but the ball's halfway between the one and the goal line. So less than a yard on the QB sneak that time. Moss is going to take it, and he's going to get it in. I'm still waiting for the score, but it sure looked like he was in, and he is. Touchdown, River Falls. And the QB sneak.
Massa, the quarterback keeper for the Wildcats. For a touchdown.
And they regain the lead at 20-14 with 6:23 to go here in quarter number two. Mr. Carafell will be busy once again, as he will come on to attempt the point after. Lines are set at the scrimmage point. Waiting for the snap. It's a good one. Kick is on the way, and the kick is good. 6:23 to go. River Falls are back on top, 21-14. We are back in 1 minute. You're listening to WIRI.
Is there a tree in your way? Does it look like it could fall at any moment? Don't wait for the next storm to hit. Call Morrison Tree Service today, 715-315-8686. Don't let a tree hold you back. Schedule today and grind that stump for free.
Imagine waking up hungry, cold, or lost within yourself and too proud to ask for help, but struggling. Love, Inc. and Love It Again Thrift Store is helping people grow in Christ and get their lives back on track. Don't be afraid anymore. Call 715-424-5689.
Not all people are the same. And yet, when we visit the doctor, our treatments don't look that different. Why is that? Because we just don't have enough information to do it better. By gathering health data from 1 million people, our country's best researchers will be able to develop treatments that are as unique and complex as we are. With this new information, doctors will have a better understanding of disease so they can innovate the next great breakthroughs in medicine. Learn more at joinallofus.org.
here at Wood Trust Bank as the River Falls Wildcats regain the lead 21-14. And the kick is a high end-over-end kick that's going to come down at the 13-yard line. Up the middle at the 20, 25, maybe the 27-yard line.
Gathers on the reception. JV didn't go the way of Wisconsin Rapids today as River Falls, they overcame an 8-0 deficit at the intermission to take a 24-16 victory over the Red Raiders.
About a minute and a half to go. Rapids had a nice long run down to about the 30-yard line. They got called back to Wisconsin.
Oh, no.
Kind of put a dagger into the
balls
contest.
Balls at the 27-yard line. First and 10, Lincoln.
As you said, they're on the table to come out victorious. See what Rapids can do on this possession now after turning it over or getting the touchdown in the last possession. Nothing up the middle this time. They're a little tied once again. Maybe a loss of one. Back to the 26-yard line.
Gethers on the carry yet again.
So we'll call it second and 11.
Chase Gethers on the carry.
Ball back to the 26.
Three carries for 2 yards on the game for
tackle
Gethers.
Tackle made by number 44, Riley Wisgard.
To the top of the screen in a wide-out position for the Raiders goes Brody Gilbertson. As Rasmussen looks to his right, now to his left. Might be changing the plane at the line of scrimmage. Tucks it under center. Puts Ringel in motion. And he does the dive once again. And once again, River Falls is ready for it and holds him to no gain as, again, Gethers on the carry.
Gain a one, but we got the yard back that he lost on the previous play. Bunch of other games going on tonight from the Wisconsin Valley Conference. I believe Stevens Point was in action tonight. I'm going to quick pull up those games, and then I'll start doing a little homework and seeing, hey, Randy, here's a score. Here's a score, Randy. Here's a score.
I like it. We can even let the listeners know.
That's right. Well, if they won't know.
Hey, if they won't. Gilbertson on the bottom of the screen. A couple of running backs lined up behind Rasmussen. They give it to the eye in the back. And he, oh my goodness, he is like a calf spun to the ground hard. And he gets up a little bit slowly, does Lehman. After a loss back to the 27-yard line of one, it'll bring up a fourth down and 10.
Cohen Lehman hit in the backfield by number
games on the docket tonight, aside from Wisconsin Rapids River Falls. New Richmond is at Marshfield. Rice Lake at DC Everest. Stevens Point at Chippewa Falls. And Menominee at Eau Claire North. So kind of keep an eye on the Everest, Marshfield, and Point game. I know Point will be on their radio, so I'm sure I'll be able to find something from that one.
Here's the snap. Gilbertson's going to keep it as he comes around the left-hand side. He is not going to get the
ooh!
He got whacked. I mean, he got whacked big time. People think he got hit too hard that time by Brecken French. He talking to the side judge. He said he wrapped his arms around him. And I think some of the people were thinking he might have been head-to-head, but helmet-to-helmet, but he's going to be put down at the 28-yard line. One-yard gain on that, and they'll turn it over, and great starting position here for River Falls.
Wildcats will take over at the Wisconsin Rapids.
I think the big argument there from the Rapids faithful was he went high, and I think they were thinking it was a clothesline, but it was not. It was shoulder-shoulder. He had the arm low, grabbed the shoulder pad. He was okay.
It was just such a ferocious hit. Yes. It just looked bad. Here's Tarasevicher on the left side, 20, 15, 10, 5, before he's knocked out of bounds. They'll say he stepped out at the 7.
Tarasevicher on the carry.
So 21 yards on that carry.
Out of bounds by number 3, Riley Adams.
Just like that, it's first and goal to goal with the ball at the 7-yard line.
And that was a big gamble there by Rapids. Just didn't pay off. This is the 4th drive in a row that has started in Rapids territory.
It does not bode well for the opponents.
No, it does not.
First and goal to go. Massa once again takes, turns, gives it to Tarasevich as he weaves his way off the left side. They're shoving from behind and they stop him at about the 2. after a gain of 5 on that. Let's see if they actually put it at the 2.
5 or 6. We'll figure it out.
I think they do. Say the 2-yard line, so a gain of 5. So it'll be 2nd and goal from the 2.
Right now, the score reads 21-14, River Falls, with 3:20 to go in the first half. And the Wildcats knocking on the goal. Let's see if they do the QB sneak again like they did previously. Nope, going to pitch it instead to Tarasevich, and he's going to walk into the end zone. Touchdown, River Falls, and they increase their lead to 27-14.
And this nice little simple pitch play and off to the left side, and there you got 6 more points.
So the River Falls faithful, it looks like they might have about 100 folks across the way.
Yeah.
Applauding the efforts of their squad. Have to get Carafell out here to attempt the PAT. Wrecker O'Keefe, the holder for River Falls. He's got the knee down at the 10-yard line. Everybody is set. Ball a little bit low. Kick's on the way, and the kick does get across the goalpost.
Extra point by Carafell.
Lead now goes to 14 at 28-14.
Making our score with 3:05 remaining
in the half number one. We'll take a break. You're listening to Rapids Football WIRI.
I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you prevent wildfires.
Dude, I've got this. I've been camping since I was 5 years old.
But I am a camping influencer.
You know what? I'll bet you $5. Assistant Smokey, what is the best way to put out a campfire?
To put out a campfire, drown with water, stir, drown again. Then make sure the fire is out cold by feeling with the back of your hand.
Wait, really?
I'll take the $5.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
You got my letter, you read it twice. Short breaths, long sighs. Might be a liar, might be a drunk, but I forgive you for your...
Kickoff comes down at the 8-yard line in the hands of Sawyer Brooks. He's coming to the near side, the 15-20, before he's going to be whacked from the front and the back, and blow the whistles, guys. The 8 guys have got him. It's time to stop the play.
Return for Wisconsin Rapids.
So good return that time, coming to the near sideline as they mark the ball for
Anthony McPherson.
Rapids at the 20-yard line. We've got a little discussion going on. I think there's a flag at about the 24-yard line.
Yep, we'll see what this call is. Late first quarter in Chippewa Falls, Stevens Point leading the Cardinals 7-0.
Okay. So they're saying the penalty occurred at the 23-yard line as the referee talking to the umpire. Still having a discussion about it. Minor Bird will be right back here next Friday night with the Assumption Royals. They take on Pep and Alma, if I remember correctly.
Yep, 6 o'clock start that time.
Clock in the back. Red, 15-yard penalty. 10-yard penalty.
So the black in the back, they'll march it back to, they should put it at the 13-yard line, but instead they'll put it at the 10. So from where he was tackled, not where it occurred, is where they put it down. So Rapids starting at their own 10-yard line, first and 10. See what they can do in the final 2:52 here from Southwood County Stadium, Woodtrust Bank Field. Fake the handoff. Oh, he's got a man wide open. Gilbertson at 35, 40, 50, breaks a tackle, 45, down at the 40-yard line. Brody Gilbertson with a reception. Will they mark it right at the 40-yard line? I think so. Would make it a 50-yard reception.
Tackle made by number 5 from Homer Falls, Jack Silloway.
And it'll be 1st and 10 Rapids at the River Falls 40.
Second passing, first down of the game. Rapids now has 6 total in the first half. Big play. They needed that to get out of the shadow of their own goalpost.
Gilbertson just running free. After he caught the ball, had to slow up a little bit and got caught from behind at the 40 of River Falls. Where do they take now? Rasmussen will keep it, pitch it back to Lehman, and he is going to get maybe the line of scrimmage, and that's about it on the carry.
To number 12, Cohen Lehman. No game.
Second down and 10 at the 40.
Tackled by number 5.
2-10 in the county. Jack Silloway, who made the touchdown saving tackle after the reception by Gilbertson, also in on this tackle. So Jonah comes back over from the sideline with the play from the coaching staff. Readers being doubled up by the Wildcats, 28-14 in the